Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Now, the government has been asked to assist over 60 people left out of work by a fire in Longford at the weekend, where at least 13 businesses are trying to establish if or when they can reopen. Gardaí are continuing to investigate the cause of the blaze at Grafton Court in Longford Town in the early hours of Sunday morning. And our reporter John Cook met some of those affected by the fire today. John, can you tell us more?
Sarah, Grafton Court is a busy shopping street linking Longford Town's main thoroughfare and the shopping centre behind it. And though it's now reopened to pedestrians following Sunday's fire, one side remains cordoned off by a long stretch of steel fencing and signs saying exclusion zone and keep out as construction workers board up burned out windows and three-storey buildings damaged by fire, smoke and water. Behind that long stretch of fencing are 13 businesses, office blocks, the Rehab National Learning Network, where I'm told courses are offered to 60 students, and many businesses I saw, from hairdressers to beauticians, restaurants, photo shops, ice cream and charity stores, all closed today as local government TDs, senators and Longford County Council officials showed the Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Dara Cleary, the damage. I spoke to some business owners in Grafton Court, starting with Carl Sullivan, who's had a photo shop in the area for 16 years and told me about its current state after the fire upstairs.
It's a mess inside. We've no power. We're not fully sure when we're going to have power back. So speaking to insurance guys, and they don't know either. We have to wait for power to test and see. But we have a roof, unlike a lot of my neighbours. So I think I will be back.
You think you will be back in business? We're not so sure about other businesses right now. What do you need to hear from the government or the minister today? What would you like to hear? You need help?
Of course we need help. The biggest thing here is jobs. I'm a business owner. I think I'm okay, but I employ people. My neighbours employ a lot more, and those people now, I'm sure, are uncertain about their jobs.
I'm Yvonne Diffley from the Secret Salon Hairdressing here in Longford.
Tell me about the fire just across from you here.
It's just devastating. Like, we're heartbroken for all our neighbours across the road. Like, their businesses are gone, essentially. So I'm so grateful that I actually still have a business to open.
And you want to see this street back up and running for your business and for all of them, I suppose.
Absolutely. It's a great little street. Like, there's a real community around here. Like, all the businesses help each other out and watch out for each other. So, yeah, just heartbroken for them and want to get back to where it was.
Minister Cleary called in there. I don't think it was for a short back and sides. He asked you how things are going.
No, he was very supportive and helpful.
What did you say to him? What would you and other business people like to hear from government?
Basically just said they're going to support us and get the street back up and running, support the businesses in the area, because obviously it's a big financial hit for them. There's a lot of employees now out of work.
Yeah.
They all need support as well.
My name is Stephen Alwell. I own Stephen Alwell Opticians, and we've been there for 15 years now. So our premises was damaged by the flood water in the aftermath of the fire, all of the water that came down from above, and smoke damage.
You have three or four staff out of work right now, I understand. People waiting for eye appointments as well. Stephen, will you and other businesses have insurance to cover you from the business point of view, or the premises, or is that something you'd be asking the government for help on? Because some people say this is like a natural disaster, like a flood affecting other towns.
In some ways it is like a natural disaster. It's not something that we ever thought would happen. We do have insurance, so we are insured and we will be covered for some of our losses. We would hope to be back on our feet very quickly. We don't know exactly how much we're going to be covered for, what's going to happen there.
Optician Stephen Alwell there, hoping to find a temporary premises for his business after the fire at Grafton Court. Now, Minister Dara Cleary also spoke to Pauline Belton of Grafters Hair Company in Longford, who told me of her devastation following a tragic family bereavement recently, followed then by the fire at the weekend in the early hours of Sunday morning. And that was 24 years to the day she started her business there. Selflessly, though, Pauline was asking the minister for help for other people as they spoke.
Have you a lot of water damage and everything downstairs?
Yeah, it's hard. We have a good few staff and, you know, great colleagues. And it's my main thing here today is to make sure that I want to get all of them looked after.
Yeah,
well, more so than me.
Yeah,
so we have social welfare coming down here now. Yeah. At the next My name is Pauline Belton. I'm from Grafters Hair Company in Longford.
Tell me about your salon. What's happened?
There's water damage and smoke damage. The smell, I mean, there's this choking feeling when you walk in the door. And when that gets into everything, you know, you can't get that back out. There's water damage. It was running down the walls when I went in to the day with one of the Gardaí just to pick up a telephone.
You can't operate, so you're out of business all this week. Do you know when you might be able to get back into business?
Well, we're completely out of business at the moment, and we've been told that it will be at least 12 months. That's the news today.
You need to find another premises, maybe. You've got staff. You mentioned your girls with you there along. I heard you saying to Minister Cleary, yes. How many staff?
Yeah, well, I have 13 members of staff here. Mm. We have another salon in Carrick and Shannon. We have another 7 or 8 staff there, but they're okay.
Yeah.
But here, I have 13 girls with nowhere to go. You know, the girls have mortgages and the bills, and I want to get them looked
after. How many businesses affected like yours here now?
Goodness me, there's about 13 or 14. I actually think there's more than that.
And up to 60 staff, people are saying.
Yes, yeah. I think that there's more overall, but because a couple of other little businesses there that I didn't hear anybody talking about, but I know they're there, and I feel so sorry for everybody involved, for us all.
That's Pauline Belton of Grafters Hair Company in Longford. John, was the Junior Enterprise Minister able to offer her and the other businesses any practical support today?
No promises were made is what they've just told me after lengthy meetings this evening. Minister Dara Cleary said it was too early to make any commitments but pledged the support of government agencies to the business owners and staff of Grafton Court. As I asked him about the message he got from so many of them in Longford today.
Look, they want to get on with it. They want to get reopened again. I'm really struck by the proactivity. There's a meeting this afternoon. Department of Social Protection are meeting people this afternoon to go through what's available in the meantime. And we want to get people up and running again as far as we can. There's also National Learning Network here who provides such amazing services. So, but this is Wednesday. This all happened Saturday night, Sunday morning. There's a lot of parts that need to be tied down. Just wanted to come here, show cause and meet the business people and just acknowledge the very courageous work initially of the Longford Fire Service and the work of Longford County Council since.
And the Department of Social Protection, that's immediately what is available maybe to people who are out of work or without a wage.
Yeah.
Is there anything to assist those businesses in terms of, I think, what they're describing as a major crisis, like a natural disaster, this fire?
So it's too early to say on any of that, John, because any natural disaster, we need a few days to assess what various supports that might be there already from insurance companies, etc. So we're far too early to say that, but we will continue to work with colleagues and we'll absolutely keep in touch on this.
And you're saying to them today, we'll be back to you?
No, we're saying to them, I'm here to see it for myself. You know, literally, as I'm here, there are assessors and various insurance companies here. We get a picture of it now with the council in terms of the response and hear from the business people directly. This is a very serious situation for them. And I know all of our colleagues want to get them up and running again.
And that's Minister Dara Cleary ending John Cook's report from Longford.